What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hi, this is Mark Whitten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guestbook, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening. The guest introduces herself to me.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
They don't usually do that. She goes over all the details of her night with the manager. They don't usually do that either. They come, they check in, they stay forever. I assume the hotel works the way all hotels work. But this guest asks a lot of questions, and the manager answers them all crisply. She snaps her fingers at me. The manager does. I run over and pick up the guest's bags. She gives me a smile. Why is she here? Why is she here? Before I take her to her room, she says,
"And can I get a wake-up call for 6 o'clock?
The manager agrees. She looks me in the eye, and I know I have to stay by the phone tonight. At the front desk. She won't stay with me. She'll go into her back room. To see. When I drop her bags on the floor by the closet, Jenny tips me and wishes me a good night. This is just a normal room now. I don't know what it would have been before she asked for a wake-up call, but now it's just normal. Soap's in the sink. Ice bucket on the table. Flowers on the desk. I go back to the lobby and wait by the phone. It's shiny and heavy. And I don't think it was here when I left. It's usually not. I don't usually have to make wake-up calls. I don't like talking on the phone. I don't think I'll have to talk, though.
All I have to do is make the call. Dial her room number, probably. She's sleeping by now already. It's so late. But I'll be here for hours more. Waiting while the manager watches her and watches me. Maybe. She knows everything that goes on in this hotel, but I only know what I can see. The lobby and the rooms. The lobby and the rooms. The lobby and the rooms. And the things she makes me build into them. She tells me sometimes that all the guests who find the hotel are supposed to be here. The things that happen to them are supposed to happen. Usually it's fine. I'm not always certain, but I trust her. Usually. This time, I hear her door creak open behind me. Just a crack. Is she listening to me? Have I upset her? I don't like what happens when I upset my manager. I don't like what happens when I upset. I look at the phone and wait. Whatever might happen to me will happen. No one leaves the hotel. Not even me. Not her. Certainly not the guests. I hear her door close behind me, and she steps up behind me. Behind me. A clock I've never noticed before chimes 6 times. The sun has not risen yet, but it never does. Not here. When the clock is done chiming, the manager hands me the phone. I've never used this phone before, but I know exactly how to call the guests' rooms. I turn the rotary knob 3 times. It rings twice before the guest answers.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.